Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program, Channel Panel. Today is Wednesday, June 24th, 2015. And tonight will be a very special Healing for Ascension show. I'm so excited. Sananda, Catherine, Ashtar, and Christine's team leader will take us to the Arcturian Mothership, where we will meet with our Galactic Federation healing teams, which include the Arcturian liaisons, who offer us healing and upliftment during our excursion to our beautiful fifth dimensional ship. This is Meg, your co-host, calling in from Georgia, and the ever-expanding New York team is calling in from their home in High Falls. Hey, everyone.
Hi there, Meg.
Hey,
hi.
Meg.
Hi. Hey.
What a group. What a whole house. How happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so much to tell. It's really hard to know where to start. But I'll just give a quick introduction to the folks that are here. And I have been given permission from Mother and Father to reveal who they are. Is it all right with you? Okay. They're looking a little, uh-oh. Well, our two most recent family members who have come to stay with us are our dear friend Mary, who is the incarnation of Mother Mary. So if you ever wanted somebody to come and help take care of you, I recommend Mother Mary. And on my left is our dear friend Hossein, who is the incarnation of Archangel Gabriel. And we are all here on an important mission. It sounds like a party, and it is a party, but we're here to do some very serious work. I have to warn you, if you hear strange rattling sounds in the background, it's Christine, who is doing the part of work that is about pain. And before we're finished with this project, I'm going to get a picture of Christine with the ice pack on her head, which is her permanent state these days. But she is just charging through this, as we all are, keeping our spirits up, being just joyful and silly and having fun every chance we get. So I'm going to talk a little bit about, because it's important to everyone who's listening, a little bit about the screaming energies that are pouring through the airwaves. The frequencies that are coming in right now are just deafening, and they're not just annoying sounds. They're really designed to drive you crazy in very particular ways. We've written a little bit about the frequencies and how they are designed to activate the nanos that have been raining on us and have been put in our water and our food and so on. The nanoparticles that are actually little transmitters or receivers that are activated by the sound frequencies, by particular frequencies, and they do different kinds of things. like explode into parasites, or because they're abominations. They've been engineered life forms that are designed to sicken and plague the entire human race. And other things that they do are to activate the programs that were systematically taught to all of us as almost as life forms themselves. So when these frequencies come through, depending on which program you're most vulnerable to, you will feel yourself feeling things that you have only felt at the worst times in your life, when you were at your lowest point, and thinking thoughts that sound so far down on the scale that you're going to be amazed at, why am I thinking this? You know, this depressed, despairing, hopeless feeling and thought. Well, it's the programs being activated. And we're telling you all this because it's really important for light workers to know about what's going on right now. Mother showed us, Mother Source, showed us today a picture of the planet with all the little pods of light workers all over the world. The way I saw it, were like little buildings that are pods. And there's light coming from them. And these pods of light workers are some small gatherings, some people who meet together and are, you know, publicly affiliated in some way with doing light work. But some are the boots on the ground in the financial systems or the political systems. And everyone is being bombarded with these frequencies. They've started doing an intermittent kind of system because they know from psychological studies that if you turn the screws constantly, people begin to get numb to it or get used to it. But if you turn it up and then turn it off and then turn it up again, even worse, and then turn it off, it's the intermittent hits that really, really drive you crazy. And they've just stopped it. Just now. The frequency stopped. Ashtar. Thank you, Ashtar. Okay. So today, I think, was the worst day yet for the pain and anguish frequencies. We didn't really announce ourselves, but we're going to launch right into that. I'll just tell everybody, I'm Catherine, and our website is whoneedslight.org. So if you have any questions about how to get to our blog talk shows or how to get on the, you know, which button to push to find the archives, please, don't send me an email to ask how to get on Blog Talk Radio. If you got there once, you can get there again. If you've listened to this on YouTube, well, it's really not hard. You just go to blogtalk.com/channelpanel, and all our shows are listed there. I know the archives aren't very well done. They're sometimes out of order, but, you know, use your imagination. You'll find us. So tonight is a very special show. I'm going to bring Sananda to talk with us. And like the healing shows that we did some months ago, which are in the archives, by the way, they were all Sunday shows. So if you find a show that was done on Sunday, that's a healing show. It was called Healing for Ascension with Sananda. And they're invaluable archives because each show was different. And each one featured a certain kind of healing. And we went to the Arcturian ships each week and covered just a huge range of healing techniques and problems that we dealt with. So tonight we're going to go to the Arcturian Mothership. So Sananda and I will take you to the ship, and we are going to talk with someone very special, someone who has become a dear, dear friend here in the Temple of Light. He calls himself Team Leader. He's Arcturian, and he was the one who was assigned to Christine to help with her very complex healing process. And I'm telling you, if you want a medical team that oversees every breath, every heartbeat, they are just amazing. Here's an example. This morning he said, go to the refrigerator. In the back on the second shelf is something that he wanted Christine to put in the dinner. So go to the cupboard. You have this certain kind of medication that I want you to do for the parasites. So he, every day, about three times a day, he gives us our protocol. He tells us exactly which tea to drink, exactly how much, and at what intervals. And every day is different. So he's absolutely overseeing every minute of our health protocols. And besides that, he is becoming a comedian and a lot of fun. So we have a special treat. Christine is going to bring through Team Leader when we get to the Arcturian ship, right? He's waiting. I know he is. He's so excited. I hope, shall we let Team Leader talk about the jackets? Oh, this is really fun. Wait till you hear about the jackets they now have. Their whole medical team has special jackets. So, they're reminding me, I didn't introduce Meg. Right. Hi, Meg.
Oh, that's fine. I'm ready to go.
No, we hit the ground running today, but I didn't say your Facebook page, but I think that's important. People need to be able to get your good information on healing. It is wisdomwithin-Meg Davis. And if you go there, you'll find some wonderful stuff that she's published on her Facebook page that's available for everybody. And one wonderful part of it is the Eating for Ascension Guide, which you must see. It will really inspire you to work on your diet and to learn that it's really much easier than you ever thought. So, did I leave anything else out, Meg? How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm excited about the show, so I'm looking forward to it.
I just want to mention another congratulations. We've gotten so many messages from people after the mini message that Mother sent, not so mini message, about you, Meg. It just made our hearts swell with love and fondness, and I guess you can't call it pride exactly, but there's a sort of, oh, that's our Meg. That felt so good. So anybody who hasn't read that email message, I absolutely recommend it because it will inspire everyone when you hear Meg's story and how she has so successfully and with such determination walked out of the programming and the mind control that she was subjected to for thousands of lifetimes. So Meg is our inspiration. If she can do it, everybody can. So we love you, Meg.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Everybody here is sending you blessings and a hand in the air for you.
So, 10 times back. Thank you, everyone.
So, it's been, I played that song. It's been a hard day's night. And we've been working like a dog. They were playing that to me when I woke up this morning. And they've been playing it all day long. This is our beloved family upstairs to encourage us, because when we get home to them, you're going to feel all right. So that's really the lesson. All of these frequencies and difficulties that are deliberately, purposefully, and very, like in a very particular way, are being aimed at light workers. We need to know that this is just a stage and a challenge that we're going through, and it's part of the wrap-up. It is the wrap-up of the dark ages on planet Earth. And all of us are doing it. All of us are contributing. So the more you work hard to undo the programming, to free yourself from every single dark thought, every flicker of impatience or despair or frustration or doubt, every time you clear that, and I don't mean, as Mother said, I don't mean, here, Mother, you take it. We mean you look at it. You see it in yourself. You look at the times you felt it in the past. You look where it came from. What inspired it in you? Where did you learn this program? And then you can dismantle it and give it back to the person that taught it to you. Or give it, you know, then you can say, okay, Mother, I recognize this program. This is the one I learned from my Aunt Harriet, who was constantly criticizing me. I want to get rid of it, and I'd like to put it in this bag and wrap it up and give it to you, and you can put it in the museum. That's clearing it. But you can't clear it until you know where it came from, until you know why you're carrying it and what it means. So that's the process we've been involved with for, yay, on to many months now. And it's interesting to me, I think, little by little, we're all really understanding the depth of this, that this is not just for the exceptional cases. This is for everyone. And light workers are especially good at this, because we're used to questioning our own feelings and our thoughts. So we're the ones who can really clear the way and create the wave that will carry us all to ascension. And in the process, is going to clear planet Earth of all the darkness. So we've been posting a bit when Mother does the messages about the triumphs, recent triumphs that we've had. Many, many of the dark ones from underground have left, have come to the Temple of Light. Last I heard, the halls were beginning to echo in the underground passages where the laboratories to do genetic engineering, the space laboratories, the programs that were far advanced of anything that our government has, the military weapons laboratories, the engineers and scientists, the workers, the IT people, the trainers and the educators, and just huge numbers have left and gone to the light. Many of these were people who were kidnapped as children, as babies, and were taken to work in the underground, and many of them had never seen the light of day since they were taken. So they were among the first to realize that there was a better life for them. And somewhere in their subconscious, there was a memory of something better, which we all have. So we all know that we're heading for something really wonderful that's going to be like what we experience between lives. Only we're going to experience it here on the planet. So I'm going to take a moment and contact Sananda. I should mention our masters and archangels, many of them have also been in healing sessions. So team leader is a liaison. He checks in with them. He tells us how they're doing. They are on a full speed ahead schedule of healing treatments so that everyone is going to come blasting out of this full speed ahead. As you know, many of us were injured by a scalar weapon, including our masters who came to the fourth dimension to meet with the Archon Alliance folks who were negotiating their departure from Earth. And instead of having the meeting, we were hit by a scalar weapon. So there are many who are now finishing up their healing. And the Arcturians are on it. Everyone has their own healing team. Everyone schedules it around, you know, when they can leave their job for a little while and take time out. So they're working round the clock in several dimensions now with all of us. So Sananda's been in big-time healing sessions lately, so let me see if I hear his voice. Sananda, are you there? Yes, he's here. Okay, great. We had kind of planned this, but I wasn't sure because he was in a long session today. You all ready to go, Sananda? Yes, I am. Okay, he's here. All right, so I'm going to get a drink of water. I'm going to turn this over to Meg for a minute. Okay, we will go to the ship.
Oh, this brings back such wonderful memories of our beautiful healing sessions. And now we get it plus more. So I'm looking forward to this. All right. So our beloved Sananda, welcome. We're so excited.
Hello, dear Meg. Oh, this is going to be quite a program tonight. We have so much in store. It's a lot to pack in. We may even go a few minutes over because these healing programs are really interesting and chock full of information for everyone. You're going to be delighted when you meet team leader, our beloved friend who has taken such good care of our dear Christine and has also worked with Catherine's team as well. Everything is coordinated between the whole group of us because we take turns filling in for each other. So we always sort of rotate. So there's always somebody to keep an eye on things. And there's always someone to bring energy and love and healing to our beloved ones on the ground. Now that goes for all of you, you know. All of you have higher selves and twin flames who are watching over you. And every single one of you has an Arcturian team that is assigned to you. And we're going to introduce you to the White Brotherhood and to your own Arcturian teams. And Team Leader is going to give you a very special training session tonight on how to contact your medical teams, how to recognize them, what kinds of healing you can ask for, and so on. So you'll have a regular channeling and how to contact your teams from Team Leader. So in the meantime, Catherine and I will take you through the pillar of light and up to the beautiful Arcturian mothership. I'll describe it to you a bit. It's in the fifth dimension. So you can't see it with the naked eye necessarily. Sometimes they flash the light so that the penguins can see them. There are four Arcturian ships here overseeing the healing on the planet. There are the enormous motherships that are parked above the North Pole and above the South Pole. And, there are six. And there are four smaller ships around the equator, spaced around planet Earth. All of them with the special technologies, the classrooms, the healing rooms, the kinds of arenas that we used when we went to our healing sessions on the ship, and that you will see tonight with us. So join with us. Sit back in your chair. Take a deep breath. Open your third eye. And just allow the information, the pictures, the feelings to flow into your body, into your mind. There's nothing you need to do. And above all, don't try to figure out what you're seeing. Just allow it to come to you, like watching a movie. You don't have to write the script and direct the actors. You simply watch. So that's what we ask you to do tonight. Many of you are new and may not have heard our programs when we went to the ships before. So I will describe it to you because it's always a pleasure. Now we're going together. And the healing pillar of light goes from the temple, of course, the temple of light on the ground, all the way up to the Arcturian ships and beyond to Mother and Father, to the central sun, and all the way into the earth, to the center, the heart of our Terra. This pillar of light has expanded to encompass the entire earth. So there's no need to worry about finding the entrance, or will you be permitted, or do you need to ask? Everyone can come. And everyone can feel the encompassing, enveloping light that is our great pillar of light, protecting and nourishing, coming from our Mother and Father Source. The light is increasing day by day. The energy is rising, and I don't mean those screaming frequencies you hear from the cabal. That has nothing to do with Mother and Father's rising light and harmonious, beautiful energies that are coming to us. Feel it. You can bask in it. Sitting in your own chair, wherever you are, anywhere on planet Earth, you only need to turn your inner eyes to the light and you'll feel it pouring down on you. Open your crown chakra. Feel it. It's what we call mother and father's honey love pouring down into your bodies and your bodies on every dimension, your spiritual, emotional, physical, all of your bodies. Feel it pouring down through you and let it pour right through you and down into the earth. She loves that. And breathe gently. Be very relaxed. There's nothing you have to do. Nothing in your life is more important than this. To learn how to make contact with Mother and Father. To come with us to the healing ships. And to learn about the wonderful healing and medical treatments that are available to every single person. Now, take my hand. Come with us. We take you in the pillar of light. There you are. See all of you joining, appearing in the temple of light. We can join hands, all of us. I can feel and see all of you. Now let us just rise gently. You'll feel it in your mind's eye as if you're floating upward, where the air is fresh and clear, closer and closer to the fifth dimension, where harmony reigns, where peace is everywhere. And here we come to the entrance to the Arcturian ship. Oh, they are waiting for us, and they are excited to see everyone. We haven't brought such a big group here for quite some time. Now the platform, the doors open. We go into the entry area. Come, everyone. It's huge. And they close the floor. And open the beautiful big doors into the arena, which is lighted with the most beautiful golden light. And in the arena is a huge room, and there are many healing couches. They're not hospital beds. They're much more comfortable and pleasant. They're in a circle, and there are as many as we could possibly need, thousands. As many folks as want to come can be here tonight. And when you listen to this on the archives, you will be there. Just as we are now, you will experience it. So the archives you can listen to over and over again. And you will be there, and the Arcturians will welcome you, because this is what they do. They have studied for eons for this time, when they could make their skills available to humankind. They're a very high-level civilization. They think of themselves as a group. They don't generally separate out one identity from another. They like to work as a team. But you will be amused at the kind of lovely changes and shifts that team leader will tell you about. in what the Arcturians have discovered about themselves in the time that they've been working with all of our dear family in the Temple of Light and beyond. Those of you who have heard these programs before and who are regulars in the Arcturian ship, you'll recognize the lovely energies of the Arcturians. They are devoted to their service, and it is their focus to help humankind in our ascension. And so, come one and all, come into the healing arena. You can choose a healing couch, and when you do, your team will come. You'll see them gather around you. Now, this is just the beginning of your lesson about how to connect with your Arcturian team. I'll leave more details up to our beloved team leader, who is so excited to talk with you. He has never spoken with the whole group before. The Arcturians are rather shy, usually. They don't single themselves out, one or another, to speak. They simply do their work with such competence and love. But team leader is very excited because he wants all of you to know. They want you to know about the great advances they've made recently in helping humans to heal. Now, I just want to describe to you for a moment. This beautiful arena is bathed in a kind of shimmering light. And the Arcturians often use light in their healing in various ways. But it's always, the light here is always nourishing. You can almost taste it when you breathe. It's so soothing. You feel it in your eyes, in your brain, in your whole body. And around you in this beautiful arena, you can see beyond the circle of the healing beds, there's greenery, parks, in this huge ship that holds millions. There are levels and levels of rooms where people stay when they want to have a moment to themselves or rest a bit. But there are large open spaces, beautiful parklands. It's a place of great beauty. And of course, this helps with healing, to be surrounded by beauty. And now, everyone who wants can come in and take one of these couches. Call on your friends, your family, to come with you. If you can contact their higher selves, they can come now. Or you can listen with them later to this program. And let them do the same. Now, here is our beloved team leader. He's just appeared before me. And oh my, is he a sight to behold. He is a very dapper chap. Now, we don't usually think of the Arcturians as dapper, but there has been a little shift in their style, you might say. And you will be amused to hear about this new development. Now, I'm going to turn you over to team leader. And I notice, team leader, you have a new, very beautiful stone emblazoned on your jacket pocket, your breast pocket. I hope you'll describe to the group what these beautiful stones and crystals are and what they mean, along with your other lessons that I know are going to be very important. So I'm turning you over to Christine and team leader. So here you go. I'm passing the talking stick.
Thank you, Sananda. Oh, I'm overcome a bit. Yes, I am who you have come to know as team leader. I will get to my name, my jacket, our story, all of it. But first, we would not be our true Arcturian healing hearts that we are if we did not first invite all of you on the call. And that means whether you are on the call in this moment or at another time, there is absolutely no difference to us. For we are with you inside and outside of time and space. This means whenever you call upon us, in this call or in any moment, you are instantly transported to where we are. Absolutely every single one of you has access to complete and full Arcturian healing. And as has been mentioned, you see, we work hand in hand, heart in heart, with your Galactic Federation of Light, otherwise known as the White Brotherhood, with the healing teams each and every one of you have. So, first and foremost, I want you to rest easy. See in your mind's eye or feel all around you, for your team is beaming love and comfort and healing at you. We're going to take one moment for you to express to your team, especially what healing you would like addressed for yourself during this trip to our beautiful healing mothership. Now, yes, of course, we already know what healing is high on your list, what is most important to you, what you have been bothered by, suffering from, or just need most addressed. But there is a special exchange and unlocking that occurs when you address us. And it is the way you give your permission at an even deeper level. It is saying, we love you. And it is allowing us deeper into your heart and your field. Now, I want to assure you, we will only come with healing, with reverence, with respect, with love. We Arcturians, along with your Galactic Federation medical teams, cannot approach you in any other way. And I have a special treat to announce. Of course, your mentors are here as well. So this is really going to be a wondrous effort. So take a moment now to tell us, to tell your teams and your mentor, the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual healing you would most like to receive on the trip here to the ship tonight. And then, as your healing gets underway, I will speak of other things. Very good. I hear dialogues all around the enormous room, across the comfortable healing couches that we have furnished for you, that are always available and waiting for you. I'm hearing, please heal my broken heart. Please help with my diseased cells, my cancer, my exhaustion, my depression, my nervous system. I'm hearing so many requests. This is very good. Be assured that this night, this afternoon, this morning, wherever you are in this world, your requests are being addressed. The full healing for what you request is set in motion. How can I say this? Well, Christine likes to say, after all, we know how this story ends, the story being Project Earth. This story ends in glory. It's true. And it's also true that we're in the home stretch right now. So I can tell you, with the assurance of Mother and Father who are here with us, that your healing is enacted. You just need to take a deep breath, relax, allow, trust. And yes, know that it is so. As I scan around the room to ensure that everyone's healing has begun, I see, well, I more feel from my Arcturian family that it is so. Everyone's healing is in motion. Congratulations. Thank you for coming here tonight. You may wonder why we, the Arcturians, have studied so long healing for humanity. Well, humanity is very special, very complex, and has faced so much that needs healing. But really, what captured us, the Arcturians, to want to delve so deeply into human healing was your courageous hearts. When we heard the story of how you reached out long ago to offer healing to the darkest of the dark, what at that time was a dark universe, to a coalition of dark planets. When we heard that you wanted to do this, we were very moved by your offer. And our contribution was to begin at once to study your healing. We are an advanced society, as Sananda has explained. We could foresee that you would need the support of healing as the venture that you had so graciously offered, the greatest act of love in any universe, was what you on planet Earth offered. And we wanted to be there to support you. Now, as Sananda has said, our way is more quiet. We have been a bit focused, austere, you might even say, in our studies. But this is the flavor of joy that we embrace. We love to work as a unity. We enjoy working together as one. We love to focus. It is a kind of joy for us to focus in a very pointed, unified, and almost, as I said, austere way. It brings us tremendous fulfillment to focus and understand healing to such a depth. Well, little did we know that this project we are involved in with you would expand us into even new horizons. Where do I begin? Well, I want to say that we have heard through Catherine that some of you have written and asked why sometimes specific examples of people are given. Well, we Arcturians understand this kind of questioning because we are so group-focused that for us as well, at times we would wonder why bring out an individual example. But I can say to you with assurance that it is extremely beneficial and helpful when it comes to humans and humans on Earth. We sometimes do fondly call you Earthlings. When a specific example of healing is brought out, you can be assured that because of the way your unity flows and exists, that any single story reflects and benefits you all. And so that is why it is helpful to bring out specific cases of healing and identified journeys of ascension and becoming whole, otherwise known as healing. So let me begin. Why am I called team leader? To my surprise, when I began to work in a more conscious way with our Christine, she was very excited to be able to hear me and to see our team on the other side of the veil working with her. She had felt us there most of her life, working with her to heal her, help her, support her, bring her through. But in the recent months, we became more apparent to her, both because of the thinning veil and her own desire to reach out to us, and by the nature of the project we are all working on now. So one day, in the early days of this, she turned to me and said, "What may I call you?" Well, Arcturians aren't very used to giving our name because we so enjoy and prefer to work as the Arcturians. So I was surprised by this and fumbled a bit. I didn't want to be singled out by my name because to me, I do represent the talented, devoted team that works with her every moment of every day. And yet, I could feel the question in her heart. She was longing to know me better. And so I did not want to leave her question unanswered either. So I blurted out, "I'm team leader." She was delighted. She immediately turned to Catherine and said, "I've met my team leader." And away we went. So I would like to point out now that although I am the team leader, I represent a very large team of intergalactic beings that work with Christine, Catherine, and the rest of the family on their healing projects. I immediately want to point out as well that each and every one of you have a team leader who is helping you with your individual healing, which in every single case is also a contribution to the healing of the Earth Project. Now let that sink in, won't you? Everything, you are healing in ways you can't imagine or see, is a contribution, a vital contribution to the Earth Project and its entirety, meaning the healing of all, the ascension of you and of all. And the quickest way to fulfill your contribution is to focus on your healing. So your team is gathered around you now. They are always with you. I assure you, it's true. Well, my journey with Christine had just begun once she started, in a brand new way, once she started to call me team leader. They would call me day and night to my delight. Team leader, I have a question. Team leader, is this the right tea I should drink? Team leader, what's best to have for dinner? Oh, can you imagine? After millions of years of quiet preparation, to be working across the veil like this was and is sincerely our Arcturian healing dream come true. Now, I will tell you, I have always thought of myself, as many Arcturians do, as a rather quiet being. But this sparks the passion in me. I feel I am team leader, and we are working together to heal. It's happening. It thrills me. It thrills everyone on every team. We are so excited. Together we are all doing the healing, finally, that you have called out for, that has been so needed, that is the home stretch of Project Earth. Let me tell you a bit more about our close relationship. Okay. This has been a surprise to us as well. One time, I showed up wearing a jacket that I thought might please Christine. Well, to my shock, not only did she notice it, but she literally squealed with delight and again called Catherine and the family to explain in detail the jacket I had on. I had chosen a very crisp white jacket with a subtle blue trim. Oh, Christine noticed and would talk about my jacket, how impressive it was. Then, we're always all joking because her twin soul, Archangel Michael, as you may have heard from these very shows, he has a bit more than a bit of a flair for costume and dress-up. I'll tell you, we Arcturians would say he's outlandish, but we say it in the most admirable way. We would never think of wearing any of the outfits that he so easily dons. But we were noticing how his outfits made Christine laugh and laugh. So one day with my new jacket that I was already feeling so outlandish to be sporting such a jacket, I put some gems on my jacket, some tiny crystals around the edge. Well, I had seen Christine and Michael joking about Michael using a bedazzler, which is a kind of seen on TV staple gun for crystals that could put crystals all over your clothes. Well, this delighted Christine to no end. And so I put tiny crystals all around the edge of my jacket. Oh, of course she noticed right away. Well, why am I telling you this story in such detail? What does it have to do with healing? The more you all are in joy and full of laughter and wonder and gratitude, the more complete, the more quickly, the more deeply your healing may occur. It is true. And so, no gemstone is left unturned in how we may support every bit of your healing. And so, Christine began to refer to the crystals on my jacket as doodads. This brought us to great joy and laughter, and we began to all begin to scheme about how we could make our jackets better, not just for Christine, but for everyone we work with in the Galactic Federation and for all of our beautiful healing patients. We like to call you patients because healing does take patience, doesn't it? So I will skip to the end result of this doodad jacket wearing story. Yesterday, we surprised Christine and Catherine by all turning up. Now we have gone to great lengths. The cloth, we pick out the cloth that makes the jacket, which, as Catherine noticed, is the scene of like a clouds in the blue sky. It has what you would call a sort of tie-dye effect, but the cloth moves, so it looks like clouds moving in the sky. Now, we have had meetings upon meetings, because after all, we are Arcturians. We didn't want to give up our identity of our respected, serious medical experts that we are just to give way to the jackets. And yet we could not deny the effect they were having on our family to heal. So we came up finally after many meetings. We decided we would all wear new jackets and we would use our healing stone collections of crystals and precious stones that we have from all over this galaxy and other galaxies. And we would put those stones in our jackets according to our job, our expertise, and our own healing gifts. Already, this has had tremendous effect. We notice our patients identifying more quickly and easily about their healing. It has created a sort of bridge to feel warmer and closer with us, which we always wanted. We did not want to feel removed. That was not the nature of our seriousness. The nature of our seriousness was a total focus to enable complete and immediate healing. We not only want to end suffering on your world, with your help, we want to see and feel you uplifted to better than you've ever been before. We work not only on the discontinuation of disease and maladies, but on the furthering of crystalline structure and the bringing in of your and the embodying of your gifts and your new wholeness in mother and father. So this is the story of the jackets. And it is a wonderful story, we feel. It is an explanation of how we've been surprised to expand it and grow during this great venture that is the healing of you all. Now, we would like to encourage you by telling a bit of Christine's healing story. It is true. Because of what we've called the scalar weapon attack that was not contracted, nor scheduled, nor foreseen, either in the higher realm when she was in the fourth dimension years ago at a meeting with the Archon Alliance, a meeting that was to prepare the way for greater peace talks. And she was hit in her higher dimensional body then. And then until this November, when she was hit in her third dimensional body in an attempt to take her out completely, because her fourth dimensional body has taken time to heal. Rather, I say she was hit in the fourth dimension, but her light body is of a far higher dimension. I have been privileged to oversee her healing with a spectacular intergalactic team. We are making new strides every day on all of you on how to further each other's healings. Because of Christine's scalar hits, her kidneys have been quite traumatized, and the recent frequency attacks have been aimed in a way that sort of keep, you might say, ripping the Band-Aid off of her healing efforts with us. Christine spends daily time in meditation, knitting together the cells in her kidneys and in other parts of her body so that she may heal. And the frequency attacks that all of you lightworkers are undergoing at this time kind of act to rip the Band-Aid off. And it's, as Michael has said to her, it's the dance of a cha-cha right now. Forward, forward, cha-cha-cha. Heal, heal, cha-cha-cha. It's kind of stay in place, one step back, two steps forward. That's okay. As we say, we know how this story ends. It ends in glory. That is, total healing for Christine and for you all. Now, Christine is in pain, so she has been inspired to take up such a close relationship with me and with her healing team. Indeed, we tell her, please drink more water now. Please have this kind of tea. Please take this kind of herb. Please have this for dinner. Please drink this kind of raw organic seed milk. I mention this because it is now possible for all of you to engage in a closer relationship with your healing teams. And oh, we tremendously encourage it. You have been given the technique of alighting the diamond in your brain, the diamond in your heart, the diamond in your solar plexus, and seeing the pillar of light between them light up in an uninterrupted, bright and shining way. This is the essence of who you are. Then you are to take this pillar of light reaching for mother and father through your crown and simultaneously reaching into the earth. Our beloved Tara, as she reaches to join you. Then you may feel your own ascension pillar, which most naturally rests about arm's length away from you in a perfect tube all around you. Now, of course, there are times when it is much larger, but much of the time, this is the natural resting place of your ascension pillar. Allow it to fill with the loving energies of our earth. And the waterfall love of energies that mother and father pour in. It is from here you may most easily contact and feel the response of your own healing team. You must only say, I call to you, my healing team. I'd like to speak with you. I would like to work with you. Then relax and open, for they are replying. Don't worry one bit if you don't hear them at first. It just takes a little bit of practice and you will be. You will be inspired in the grocery store what vegetables to buy. You will, many of you, just hear directly them speaking to you, for it is time for such communication now. They are guiding you night and day. At all times, they know your readings, your needs, what supports you. When you need an herb, they begin to send it to you energetically first. They work in total harmony with your higher self and your twin soul, your twin flame. It is always under mother and father's go-ahead that we operate. Everything is in harmony and only for your highest good. In any way that feels right to you, begin to call out to your healing team. They are already surrounding you, and they will always reply, "You have my word." And as you practice, you will begin to hear them more and more clearly. We are so excited to work closely with you in this way. You have no idea how much we love you. Listen, I am an Arcturian, and I cannot hold back the overflowing passion and love in my heart for you. It's how we all feel. Christine has showed me this. She'll just say, "Just let her rip, team leader." Christine is growing quite tired. So as her team leader, although there are so many fun things to continue to tell you, and I ask to be able to come back in the future to share more with you, as her team leader, it's only right that I stop this channeling now, so that she may rest. Oh, feel all your teams gathered around you. We are so excited to take this next close step in your healing, in the healing of all. We love you and we feel it is our profound privilege to serve you in your healing. We will talk again soon. I pass the talking stick back to you, Sananda.
Thank you. Thank you, team leader. Our brilliant Arcturian team who are taking such care, such wonderful care of our beloved Christine. They were joking at dinner, saying, "This gives new meaning to the intensive care unit." This is truly an intensive care unit. As team leader told you, he cares intensely and passionately, as they all do, about this wonderful work. And, of course, you know, we always knew about their preparations. We knew that we would be working together. We knew that it would be a tremendous blessing to the people of planet Earth to have their Arcturian brothers and sisters by their sides. But, you know, imagining it, foreseeing it, is not in any way comparable to actually living it. This has just been the most remarkable and exciting and comforting possibility we could have ever imagined. We didn't know, I didn't know at the time, that I would need their assistance as well in such a deep and personal way. Because, of course, the weapon attacks affected each of us differently. So we had different kinds of injuries, different depth of injuries, and they have been absolutely brilliant in their ability to diagnose, identify the problems, and in a really new way, even for them, to use very creative and imaginative techniques to find new ways to knit us back together and to help us knit ourselves. If any of you, the family was watching the film the other night, Apollo 13, and I assure you at times there are moments in their healing procedures where they dump everything out on the table and say, okay, here's the problem and here's what we've got to fix it with. And they put together a protocol that will solve the problem, given the very advanced technologies, very intricate procedures. And with every healing session, they learn more. And their techniques become more and more sophisticated, more intricate. It is a great, is greatly reassuring to all of us to know that our loved ones will be so carefully and exquisitely attended to. It has been quite a run, as you might say, this whole process. We are so deeply gratified, so deeply grateful for these selfless and loving brothers and sisters. They are kind in their essence. They are loving in every cell of their beings. And oh, we never realized how much we would need them now and how perfect this partnership has become. We will forever be close with our beloved Arcturian friends. Once you've been through a period like this, you never forget. So here we are, thanking them with all our hearts. So appreciative, not only of their great talents and their attentive ways, but also now of their humor and the fun that they have accepted and taken part in. We joke about the jackets, but it has been, as team leader said, it has been a fun way for them to introduce their healing abilities to their patients, to show a part of who they are and what they hold in their hearts. They are very talented in their ability to use crystals, gemstones, and every other kind of healing available. They understand the plants and the healing methods that are available on planet Earth with such a depth and broad understanding. They know exactly what's available to the person they're working with and can ask that person to acquire the herbs, the gadgets even, for instance, Christine, a team leader didn't mention it, Christine is now using what they call the zapper. So they have woven that into their protocol. They use Chinese herbs. They use nutritional supplements. They use spices from all around the world, the ones that are available. And, of course, given the way the transportation and marketing has occurred in recent years, much is available to all of you. You can acquire Chinese herbs. You can acquire almost anything on the internet. And so it has been possible for this healing protocol that they have developed for our beloved family to include a wide range of available healthy nutrition, medicinal herbs, and so on. They are fortunate here to be able to find organic food that's fresh and pure, grown by farmers of conscience, sold by a group of people who carefully oversee what comes into their neighborhood cooperative. It's very fortunate. They live in an area where these things are readily available. For most of you, you might have to range a little farther to find these things, but the more you support your local farmers, the more you support organic growing, go visit a farmer. They will be delighted. And the more you do that, the easier it will become. There is a tremendous shift happening on the planet, a new appreciation for the way Mother Earth really does provide and will provide for you from the local area where you live. Sometimes you may want to get things from South America, from China, from various places, but often you can find it grown locally. And if you don't, find growers who will begin to expand what they are growing. It began with the restaurants, you know, where the restaurants wanted herbs and spices from local growers. And so there are many already in place. Take advantage of this, dear ones. Your health is of the utmost importance now. So you're getting the idea now, I think. This is more than just about medical healing. This is a great wave that is leading to your ascension. And when we talk about healing, we don't just mean your aching back or your diabetes, or the disease that you're struggling with. We are not telling you to give up your medical treatments, but we are telling you there is much better help available all around you. And it is for you now to take charge. Do not turn your body or your mind over to anyone. Go inward. And with the beautiful exercise, light up your diamond in your mind, in your heart, in your solar plexus. Feel your pillar of light. Talk with your teams. Talk with mother and father. Reach out to your twin soul, or your twin flame, as some people call it. You will begin to hear them. you will begin to feel their presence. Don't expect that it's going to sound like you're sitting in an auditorium listening to a lecture. You will begin by feeling energy, or seeing a color, or hearing a word. Test yourself. Ask for an indication that your beloved twin flame is there with you. Ask for a conscious connection to your higher self. You will feel it. Just as Team Leader told you, your Arcturian teams, the White Brotherhood, all are there for you. They are always in attendance and ready to answer your call. But you must ask. And you must become a good listener. Don't be discouraged or think that you're doing it wrong if you don't hear a paragraph in a loud voice. This is not the way we operate. We whisper to you. We don't want to disrupt you or distract you. That is not what we're here for. It's not about us. So when we speak to you, we make every effort to move in gently, to fit in with you, to feel your moods and your needs, and to gently help you along. For it is not our place to be intrusive or demanding, even to demand your attention. That's not what we do. We won't do that. We must wait for you to reach out to us. And when we do, as Team Leader said, it is thrilling. After eons of being used to watching you go about your lives, whispering in your ear and seeing that mostly none of you heard us. We were used to that. But now, with the veil thinning, it is thrilling to us. We see, we call to you, and we see you turn. Say, what did I just hear? Now, we won't call often or loudly. We wait for you. And so we hope that you will be inspired by this. We hope to hear all of you setting aside time every day, every morning when you awaken, every night before you go to sleep. Talk to us. Call to us. We will be there. We are building a new bridge between us. We are doing it here on these calls. We are doing it personally with light workers all over the planet. And this is why the portals are opening. The veil is lifting, and every time one more of you reaches through and makes contact with your higher self, with your twin flame, the veil thins more. You see, it is a cumulative effect. So every time one of you makes contact with us, not only is there a celebration in the higher dimensions, your teams throw their hats in the air, so to speak, every time one of you makes contact. You can feel it increasing. You can hear it in people's conversations. It's now fairly common, isn't it, for people to talk about angels or to talk about higher dimensions or to mention that they've actually spoken with somebody who passed to the other side. Very soon, it will simply be what you do, all of you. Your mentors are waiting to meet you, to help you, to teach you and guide you. We are on the threshold. Beloved ones, when you get to the top of the mountain, it's the last few steps that are the hardest. Until you see the very peak and you know you have arrived. We know you're tired. We know you are being affected by these frequencies. But we assure you, it is just the dark ones who are desperate and frantic and, well, we don't usually use this language, but what came to mind is they're just pissed off. And they want to take their revenge. In the last moments when they think that they can have some kind of effect. And the more you see it, the more you take it apart and say, aha, there's one of the programs they're running on me. I get it. I'm putting this in the museum. They are defeated by that, beloved ones. This is how you win. This is how we bring this project to a close. The part of it that had to do with living with darkness. It will end. The struggle, the sadness, the pain is coming to an end. And if what you feel now is worse than ever before, it's almost over. And this is your opportunity to see it for what it is. Go within yourself. Reach to Mother and Father. Link arms with your beloveds. And refuse to be daunted by this recent annoyance. Because ultimately, that's all it is. They have no power over us if we refuse to be controlled. So I send you my love. All the company of heaven stand with me as we send you the light and love. Mother and Father are beaming. They are so excited and joyful. They know how hard you're working. And it's why they've been playing this song. It's a hard day's night. We know that. But laugh as you listen to the words, because it's also a joyful time. I'm being reminded to mention that Ashtar is looking over you as well. And he would like to come and say a few words to you as well. Ah, Meg, I hear you on the line.
Yes. Hi, Sananda.
Hello, Meg. I'm going to let Catherine have a moment so she can rest her voice for a second and get a drink of water, and we're going to bring Ashtar on. He wants to
wonderful
to talk a little bit. He's been very busy, of course, in this whole project. And we welcome him here, dear brother Ashtar. I will pass the talking stick to you, dear Meg, and say namaste to everyone. We love
Namaste,
you.
Sananda. We love you too. And I have to also say, oh, thank you, team leader. Thank you, Christine. Oh my gosh, that was just so special. So a belated love and hug from us as well. And Ashtar.
Hi, Meg. This is Catherine.
Hey, Catherine. Good.
Well, I was talking with Sananda. Christine made contact with Ashtar. So I'm going to turn this over to her and let her bring Ashtar through. Here's our beautiful brother, Ashtar.
Hello, Bright Family. It is I, your brother, Ashtar, and I am beaming. We see you. We see your efforts individually and collectively. I couldn't help but nudge my way up to the front of the line to speak on the show a bit tonight. So I'm grateful to Catherine and Christine for hearing my tap on the shoulder. Oh, family, I come to assure you and to reassure you your efforts, your valiant, tireless, selfless efforts. Ah, we are making the progress that's needed. I just felt you needed to hear that tonight. We are making the progress. And every time you take a step, individually and collectively, in the light, towards the light, of the light, as we have promised, we shore it up. The We've Got Your Back program is growing and going stronger than ever. Your galactic family has your back. Each and every light increment gained, we step in and shore it up. We hold the tide right where you make the progress. You deserve to know this. As my dear brother Sananda said, the last few steps can seem so tough. You're working so hard, so are we. So you need to know the progress is being made. There's something else I wanted to come and tell you tonight. No, you're not crazy. I've come to tell you that the frequencies and the use of these unfortunate, well, let's just call them weapons, these unfortunate weapons of vibration and the nanotechnology, and it's far more than just the toxins that you're assaulted with. It's also the nanotechnology that's within the toxins. I wanted to assure you, first of all, that you have nothing to worry about, that this will not have lasting or devastating effect on you or upon the Earth Project. It will not. I also want to reassure you that, especially for those of you lightworkers that are so sensitive, that what you're feeling is legitimate. I, Ashtar, am telling you, you are being hit more than ever with these aggressive frequencies intended to cause damage, disruption, and destruction. I want you to understand and know that according to maximum dispensation at all times, your galactic fleet is working on your behalf to protect you from these harsh frequencies. It does not mean you won't experience them. It means we are aware of them. They will not have a lingering effect. And we are working together with you to stop them once and for all. the way that you stop them is to remain centered in your beautiful pillar of light that is filled with the essence of your being, the love of mother and father, and our own precious, revered Terra, our Mother Earth. These energies filling your ascension pillar and you remaining centered and calm and loving and joyful and full of humor and laughter in the midst of it all. This is the way you defeat the frequencies. No matter what they throw at us, we are joyful. We are family. And we are, as we so like to say, on the home stretch. I just wanted to come and give you these reassuring words this evening. After all, you are working so hard. I am your Ashtar. Always, we are with you, working side by side and protecting you. I pass the talking stick to Catherine.
Oh, thank you so much, dear Ashtar. It's very important that people know that they needn't fear this. In fact, that's the really most important message of all. Yes, it's a challenge. Yes, we are taking this on. Yes, you might feel like you have an axe in the head every once in a while. You may feel old injuries kicking up. You may feel weird feelings, but it's so important. And I didn't mention that earlier. It's so important that people know this is temporary. And we have been absolutely reassured by Mother and Father and now by Ashtar. This will not be permanent. It will not be any kind of lingering damage. It's just a phase we need to ride out and work together to get through. So thank you, dear Ashtar. That's very reassuring. He's smiling. He's so happy to talk with us and bring good news. He loves bringing good news. So it's a monumental, historic time. It really is.
Indeed it is. What good news from every front. So helpful. They're giving us so much useful information that is so helpful to know and to be able to. It just gives us so much more confidence in being able to ride this out. And I love stay joyful, stay laughing, stay calm, stay peaceful. Just laugh at it. And what's your song that you do? Hit me with your best shot and just keep on laughing.
Yes.
I'm grateful. Thank you for the compliment, and I'm going to laugh now. Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Yes, and I also take it as a compliment. If you're being hit by shrieking vibrations, well, gee, they must think you're pretty important. And if they're trying to use whatever they've got to stop us, they must think we're doing something pretty important. So that just gives us further impetus to link arms, hold on, and laugh your way through it. Not in an artificial way, but once you realize that this is just a story that we're completing. It is real. Our experiences are real. We'll never forget this. It's a really important step in our learning process, our development as souls. But it's not, we already know the end of the story. as team leader Christine said earlier, we already know that the story ends well, and that it ends with great success and glory for everyone on planet Earth. So now it's really our job to just step up and claim the prize. and do it all together. So we want everyone there on graduation day. We want everyone dancing in the streets, not just the people on this call, everyone, every single soul, every single person on planet Earth is part of this. And I'll underline, even the dark ones. We're learning more and more. They were a part of this whole program as well. And when we look honestly and clearly, the dark ones are us. Have been us, have been close to us, are a part of everything we've learned. The darkness is a part of everything we've taken part in, that we've lived through. So nobody is untouched by it. Nobody has a free ride here. You know, it's hard work. It is. And we've been given so many wonderful tools, so much careful attention and help. These messages from Mother are just brilliant and so uplifting and so encouraging, and they have so much depth. So when you read them, be ready to be changed by it. Be ready to be inspired by it. I once in a while get calls or emails from people saying, well, nothing's changed. You keep telling these stories and you're misleading us because nothing's changed. Well, I have to say, we must be willing to open our imagination, our sensitivities, our intuition, our other five senses, beyond the ones we're used to using. If you only rely on your five senses, you won't notice how profoundly things are changing. So if you're saying nothing has changed, it just means that you haven't yet opened your other senses. Because when you do, the way you heard the meditations today and the instructions from Sananda and from Team Leader and from Ashtar, all of them are encouraging everyone to open your minds and your hearts and your will to discover new abilities in yourself. And discovering the new abilities means that you will see and feel the change that's happening. And you'll be on the first wave of it. So don't miss out by shutting down and insisting if it doesn't come as a smack in the face, it's not real. Mother was telling us this morning she's going to write a message about proof. Needing proof is a three-dimensional activity. Because when you're in higher dimensions, you don't need proof because you just know everything that's around you. You see it. You feel it. You receive it. So, shine up your receivers, everybody. We have great radar.
I love that. Oh, receivers. Oh, great, Catherine. I'm going to remember that.
I like, you know, when I was working with Amos, he used to say, you know, everybody says they don't have any intuition. But if you ask everyone, they will agree. You can tell when someone's looking at you from behind. What is that? That's your extrasensory perception. So everybody has it. Have you ever experienced somebody looking at you from behind and you turn around and see them?
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course. That feeling that you're anticipating, you know something's about to happen, you're not sure what it is, and then the phone rings, you know, or you're thinking about your friend and the phone rings and it's them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's extrasensory perception. We all have it. So, yeah, polish up your receivers, everybody. We've got some real fun ahead. And we'll take some time next week on our call. I want people to make a note now to keep track of what you experienced during the week. Let us know when you try to make contact with your team, how you managed it, how it happened, what it felt like. And I want to hear some testimonials from people who are learning, because of course the veil is thinning, so it's going to get easier and easier. So you can expect, even if you've never done this before, even if you thought you can't channel, you'll see, you can all channel. And then pretty soon we're going to have a call where everybody calls in and channels their favorite master or their higher self or their twin flame. Christine and I can just sit back and admire everybody channeling. So this was fun. So everybody make a note. We want to hear from you next time. We're going to do a part of the session where we can talk with people about their channeling successes and their teams and what their requests are and so on. That'd be fun, don't you think?
Oh, that'd be really fun. Let's do that.
Okay. So I'm going to play this fun song that they've been playing in my ear all day long, because the words are so great. I encourage everybody to go and listen to this wonderful Beatles song, because it's so upbeat and so reassuring. And when you apply the words to what we've just been talking about tonight, you'll see. It's really a fun song. Okay. Thank you, dear Christine. With an ice pack on her head. Thank you for channeling for us. That was really fun.
It's so fun.
And thank you, Meg, for being Meg.
Vice versa. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This was such a rich call. I feel all of your hearts just so attentive and listening and excited. And I can just feel people waiting to go to bed tonight. Ready, team? I can just feel them.
Everybody
so
ready, yep.
It, everybody.
And the teams are just, like, practically jumping. They're just so ready. They are like the racehorse at the gate. They're so ready to talk to you. So have fun, everybody. Enjoy your new relationships with your teams. And we'll talk to you next week, same time.
Very good. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Meg. Talk to you next week. Thank you.